Doug, this is Eric Tedding on Ingrid Samuelson. S-A-M-U-E-L-S-O-N, Samuelson. Ingrid, I-N-G-R-I-D. Ingrid Samuelson. S-A-M-U-E-L-S-O-N. Date of birth is 4/24/47. Date of visit 1/6/23. This is a consult from Dr. Christine Garrett. Please make a copy for her, please. Dear Christine, thank you for sending Ingrid Samuelson for pulmonary evaluation. Next, her chief complaint is COPD and shortness of breath. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 75-year-old female with a past history of COPD and non-small cell lung cancer. Status post-vaginal section of right level lobe. Was initially admitted to Admont Hospital on 12/16/22 with shortness of breath. The patient was evaluated with a chest CT, which showed a right upper lobe pneumonia, and it also showed diffuse emphysematous changes, and several small cystic areas and or cavitations. The patient was seen by pulmonology. Can you please also continue with the CT results? The CT also showed bilateral small pulmonary emboli in the right mid lower lobe areas and left upper lobe. She was seen by pulmonology and was placed on anticoagulation, and she has been on oxygen at home at 2 liters nasal cannula. Presently the patient is feeling better, but still short of breath and has some wheezing and shortness. Has some wheezing and occasional cough, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of COPD, emphysema, history of lung cancer, status post vaginal section of right lower lobe, past history of left knee replacement surgery and a hysterectomy, history of carotid endarterectomy, and history for right hip replacement surgery. And that's a history for a small stroke, as well as a mild heart attack, and history for phlebitis and pulmonary embolism. She's been treated for a fungal infection in the past and has had bronchoscopies done. Next, habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years up until 2010. No alcohol use. Next, allergies to penicillin and baclofen. Next, med list included albuterol and atrovent, NEPS, TID, protonix, 40 milligrams, BID, trazodone, 150 milligrams daily, Eliquis, 5 milligrams, BID, Pepcid, 20 milligrams, HS, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, TID. mirtazapine 7.5 milligrams, such as amlodipine 5 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, family history is significant for lung cancer in her mother. Next, system review, the patient has had some weight loss. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, narcolepsy, and cough. History of nausea, reflux, and GI bleed. History for urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has had dizzy attacks. Also had cataract operated and has joint pains, muscle stiffness. History for headache, numbness of the extremities, and memory loss. And history for anxiety and depression. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built, white female is pale, alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulses 110, respirations 22, temperature 97.4, weight is 108, saturation 95. H.E. and A. non-spheric, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supple. No venous distension, trachea, midline, no thyroid enlargement. Chest. Equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the basis with scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart. The heart sounds irregular, synchronous to no murmur. The abdomen, soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. Reflex in the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number one. COPD with severe emphysema. Number two is pulmonary embolism. Number three, history of right upper lobe pneumonia. Number four is history of lung cancer, status post right lower lobe wedge resection. Number five is hypertension. And number six is depression and anxiety. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised continue O2 at 2 liters nasal cannula at night and PRN daytime. Advised to use a nebulizer with Duvonep solution QID. Continue with Eliquis 5 milligrams twice daily. A follow-up chest CT in 6 weeks to evaluate lung infiltrate. And a complete pulmonary function study will be obtained. She will also use budesonide NEP 0.5 milligrams twice daily and continue her antidepressant meds. She may qualify for pulmonary rehab as outpatient. A follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Christine Garrett, MD. Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, MD. Thank you. Let's start. This is a...